Hello and welcome to Trend Pal. Coming up in this episode of Trend Pal, we're going to talk about clothes and travel and food, to mention a few bits. I am Lotta Jägels-Aston and my co-host is
Martin Lindeskog.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Great, yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. We're doing an early show this
Yes,
time.
early
So
bird.
yeah, which has changed. Usually we're more doing it in late evening, and now we're actually on schedule. This is when we want to do it. So yes, I'm just gonna jump right into the news, and I came across this really interesting thing listening to another podcast, and it was Monocle, and it's a company called Fitbay. It's basically what they've done is they've been looking at how much people are returning their clothes, and I think it's something between 40% and 50%.
Wow.
So when people buy online, they are very likely to return it. And they're trying to, I think this was the original idea when they started to look at this particular service that they are offering, which is basically a social network for shopping clothes. So what you do is that you sign up, it's still in its beta stage, but you sign up and then there is very little you have to do. You just type in your body shape, and you basically have to choose between four figures, and then you answer, I think it's like five questions, and your weight and your height, and that's it. And then they find people who are on the network who match your measurements, and then you have your double you, who you can then go on to look what they've bought. To see this brand, I bought this t-shirt and it came in this and this size. I chose a size medium, and then it's a picture of the person who has bought this item, and then you can see exactly how it fits. So you then know, because we all know that different brands have got different sizes. For example, and I mean, I've only just signed up, starting to play about with it, so I'm sure there are other useful ways of using it as well. But that's I'm hoping that they're going to be successful, because I think it sounds like a really interesting network.
Yeah, sounds like a splendid idea.
Yeah, so I could say maybe that's not so much news; it's more of a life hack. But yeah, it's a really interesting thing. And then another interesting thing I came across in the week was this is our crowdfunding kind of
Segment.
from Indiegogo, and it's called Blue Smart, and it's a new type of suitcase, like a smart suitcase, one could say. So basically, it's still. I don't think you can buy it yet. You can pre-order, but it's this is like a cabin suitcase, and it has loads of functions that makes it secure, and it you can track it if you happen to leave your luggage somewhere. Hopefully, no one has nicked it, but even there, it's got a. I can't remember if it was something to do with your mobile phone, an app you need to download, or if it was a wearable
Where is my luggage?
wristband, or I'm not entirely sure, but something to do with the lock system that means that it's kind of connected to you, so it's difficult to open it unless you've got your thumbprint or your wearable device or your app or whatever. I can't remember exactly what it was, but as usual, Martin, we will have it in our show notes,
Yeah,
so you can
well.
read more about it in there. But I think it's a really interesting concept, and they did ask for quite a lot of money, and not sure if they will succeed. And I think Indiegogo works in that way that if they don't succeed, meet their target, they will, everyone gets their money back, or they don't release the funds. I think that's how they work with Indiegogo. I could be wrong, but so if they don't reach their target, maybe it won't happen. But I think I love the idea. And, you know, you can charge your iPad or your tablet in the suitcase as well. So it's like it does seem to be the perfect bag for the 21st century traveler.
Yeah.
Maybe they even have an Unpocket in there. Well, it would be great to have an Unpocket in there.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about a few episodes ago. We can maybe do a link to that as well.
Yeah, we'll do it. 1984.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so, and...
It's Friday now, so what are you cooking for the weekend? I know that you are out traveling. Have you heard about Blue Apron, a New York-based startup?
Yeah.
That you get your meal kit delivery, and also they do washing for you.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea, actually. Yeah. And... I think we've talked about this before. Excuse me. In Sweden, they've only just started doing the delivery, where you can actually buy whatever you want.
Mm.
Before, it's only been like the recipe thing. But I think this is one step further, where they are offering more than the food. You know, sorting out your recycling and everything. I've heard about it briefly. I need to look into it further, and it's always interesting to pick up on things that's happening in usually in larger cities in the world, and then kind of try and find a similarity in Sweden and especially here on the West Coast. It would be great if they could do something similar where, you know, they can offer washing up and recycling, etc., with your food delivery.
Yeah, we become global and local at the same time.
Exactly. That's a good. Is that something? Is that a real term, or is that something?
I made it up right now, but I've heard about it before, and it's pretty funny. It's global local.
Oh, I think I will be using that. That's a good one.
You're welcome. You are connected.
We are very much connected.
So with that, we will probably rush on and take a flight, or how do you say, catch a flight or something else, a bus or so on.
Yeah, and hope that everyone has a great weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going away chilling, doing some yoga for the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to try to unplug. But we'll see you or listen to us again next week.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Bye.